The federal government is getting into hip-hop. All right, well, sort of. The Food and Drug Administration is trying to convince Black, Hispanic, and other minority teens not to smoke, and they're doing this using music. Here's NPR's Manvi Singh.
The FDA's latest campaign features dancers, DJs, beatboxers, rappers, and also just an array of incredibly attractive, fashionable, multi-ethnic young people posing while empowering music plays in the background. In one of the TV ads, California-based artist Jessica Williams does a spoken word piece about her grandfather's battle with lung cancer.
Pain, disease, death, cigarettes were to blame, but I overcame the blot and the shock when my grandpa's lung cancer caused by cigarettes was caught.
The campaign is a result of lots and lots of focus group testing. It's costing $128 million, paid for by fees on the tobacco industry. The FDA's Kathy Crosby, who helped develop the campaign, says Williams and all the other up-and-coming hip-hop stars featured in the campaign are spreading a simple message.
They're actually helping us to kind of seed the whole notion that you can be hip-hop and still be tobacco-free.
Studies show that teens, more so than any other age group, care a lot about their social groups. And to really get to teens, you first have to understand their scene or their subculture. Are they hip-hop, goth, preppy?
Oh, it's so embarrassing. I was probably like the punk indie subculture.
Megan Moran from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, she's not as punk as she used to be, led a study on tapping into teen subculture.
And we found that when youth were exposed to messages that targeted their particular subculture or crowd, they were much more likely to respond favorably to that message.
Moran wasn't involved in the development of the FDA campaign, but she says it could be key to driving down rates of smoking among minority youth. Smoking-related illnesses are the number one cause of death in the Black community, though a slightly higher percentage of white Americans smoke. Dr. Pam Ling, who specializes in health communication at the UCSF School of Medicine, agrees. She says cigarette companies spend millions marketing to hip-hop fans, buying up product placement spots in music videos and sponsoring concerts.
The campaign does a good job of competing with the kind of commercial marketing we see that targets young people of color.
But can the government pull off hip-hop?
My own impression of it was that it was kind of corny and forced and trying too hard to, like, appeal to urban youth.
That's Brian Mooney, a teacher at High Tech High School in North Bergen, New Jersey. He often incorporates hip-hop into lesson plans. What did his students think?
They got swag, yeah. They're cool.
Wait, really?
It kind of drawled me in, like I said, because of the spoken word. It was, like, really impactful. Like, it really, like, drew me in.
And especially with, like, the music in the background and the fashion and everything, I think that's, like, that's really cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I could relate more to it because it's more of the things that we do, more of the things that we listen to, more of the things that, like, we daily live by.
Not all the videos were hits, like this one, which starts with a guy picking up his girlfriend in a car.
Hey, yo, can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Cigarettes? No.
He didn't even say hello when he walked in the car.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't accept that from my boyfriend either. But overall, the kids clearly related to the campaign, especially when the message hit close to home. Anna Guzman is 15. Her uncle died of lung cancer.
When he passed away, I made a promise. Like, I made a promise to myself and to him. Like, I wouldn't smoke because I don't want to give more to a company that kind of just killed my uncle.
Now, that's a powerful anti-smoking message. Manvi Singh, NPR News.